Tantor Audio presents Murder in the Paperback Parlor by Ellery Adams. Narrated by Johanna Parker. 1. You expect me to break that with my bare hand? Jane Stewart, manager of Storyton Hall and mother of 6-year-old twin boys, pointed at a piece of wood in disbelief.
I certainly do,
replied Sinclair, Storyton's head librarian. He was looking at Jane with the fixed stare he reserved for guests who made too much noise in one of the resort's reading rooms or had mishandled a book. Storyton Hall had thousands of books, and Sinclair knew the location and condition of every volume. He cared for the books as though they were priceless treasures, and to those who worked and visited Storyton, that's exactly what they were. People came from across the globe to spend a few days in the stately manor house tucked away in an isolated valley in western Virginia. Surrounded by blue hills and pristine forests, Storyton Hall was heaven on earth for bibliophiles. Jane glanced around and, for a moment, nearly forgot that she was standing directly beneath the carriage house in a room that didn't appear on the official blueprints. In fact, only a few people knew of its existence. Like Sinclair, they used the practice space to hone their martial arts skills. Butterworth, the butler, was particularly fond of attacking the 70-pound weighted bags hanging from the ceiling. Sterling, the head chauffeur, preferred to spar with nunchucks, and Sinclair's weapon of choice was a set of throwing knives he kept hidden inside a hollowed-out copy of The Art of War. Not too long ago, Jane would have found the idea of practicing roundhouse kicks.